Well, today was the third day of fasting in honor of Rajab. We had 30 rakats of extra special prayers, which we did 10 rakats each. Now the days there was fasting, so today we will finish it. Next Wednesday, I believe, is it Wednesday, the Miraj, 27th of Ragaib?
I think it's Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
What, is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday,
okay. Next Tuesday is, inshallah, the Miraj. And there is a special long prayer with after the Fatiha, there is Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, Nuruddin sent you papers. What is it? It's three Surah Qadr, I think. And then 51 Surah Ikhlas in each rakat. Now, all these extra worship and fasting which are done during the 2 months prior to the blessed month of Ramadan, they are not farz. There is no mention of it in the Quran al-Kareem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did them, but when Ashab Kiram wanted also to do them, sometimes he would prevent them from doing it. And I remember once me and Gulali, years and years ago, at the 10th of Muharram, we were fasting, and it was afternoon already, and we came to Effendi's shop, you know, in the bookshop, and Effendi was offering tea for everybody and drinking tea himself. When it came to us, we sort of very embarrassedly said that we were fasting. He was quite annoyed. He said that if it was really before noon, he would have made us break our fast. And we were talking with my wife, at the time of Muzaffar Effendi, it never happened. I mean, neither those 100 rakats of Salat which we are going to do during Shaban, or the 30 rakats which we do in Rajab, or fasting 3 days. I remember that none of them existed. At the time of Muzaffar Effendi, I think, and we were discussing how did I started doing it here, you know. where did the message came from? Because I usually do not invent things myself. Well, I am sure, and that there is no question that they exist. I mean, it is in the books and everything. But I don't know whether at the time of Kızım, Safiye neredesin?
Bathroom'da babacığım.
Ha?
Bathroom'da.
Ne yapıyor?
Bak, bathroom'da babacığım.
Oh, şey, okay, leave the poor woman. With those beans, no question. I hope we will survive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, after fasting and empty stomach, those beans. Let's see what's going to happen. It's always good to have a hard time. Anyway, I'm going to ask Safia, because is there anybody who from the time of Muzaffar Effendi here? Sefer Efendi. Ah, kızım, Sefer Efendi zamanında 3 aylar tutulur muydu? Hatırlamıyorsun.
Muzaffer Efendi zamanında tutmuştu.
Yani kimi tutardı, kimi tutmazdı.
Evet, bize bozdurmuştu orucumuzu. Şeyini tutmuyorsa siz de
ne diyor?
Diye.
Tutmuştuk ama bozdurmuştu. Orucumuzu bozdurmuştu.
Aha!
Şeyhiniz tutmuyorsa...
Peki ben nereden çıkardım onu ya, deli olacağım. Hatırlamıyorum. Anyhow, once we started, we are not abandoning it. So we are becoming the most sofu dergah in the... In any case, you know, so I can't even call it sunnah in the sense that the kind of sunnah which we are supposed to do because Rasulullah did, and Rasulullah did, but some things which he did, we are not supposed to do, you know, because I mean, after all, we are not astaghfirullah Rasulullah, neither can we do the things which he is doing. And in fact, if he would have said, do the salat as I am doing, we would have been done, because we could possibly never do it. So therefore he said, do the salat as you see me do it. Yeah? So it's different. Not do it like I do it, we would have been cooked. Forget it, none of us would have been able to. So, but in any case, this effort which most of us are doing is through sheer love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, whoever does what Rasulullah says is doing what Allah has asked us to do. But there is also two ayats which we all know, which Allah Ta'ala says that I have certainly a prophet has come to you amongst yourselves. It is grievous to him when you are in distress, and he is caring and loving and compassionate to the believers. And he also says that certainly you have the best of adab, the best of character. And in a hadith, he himself has said that the best amongst you is the one who has got the best character. So we do, many people are fixated in imitating the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in easy things, in growing beards, in shaving under their arms or elsewhere, in cutting their fingernails short, or you know, burying their beards when they cut them, and their fingernails when they cut them, sort of put it in a shroud and put it in a grave in the ground. I mean, things like that, you know, which I don't say they are not important, but certainly they are not as important as the social sunnah. For instance, your attitude and your duties to your wives, to your children, to your parents, to your neighbors, being forgiving to people in which you are contacting with, etc., are I feel really, in a way, much more important than, for instance, doing those extra prayers and doing those extra fasting. Because it is not just you are doing things for yourself. I mean, today if we fasted and if we are going to those prayers, we are doing it for ourselves. Yeah? But, you know, when I don't know, you have your wife at home and you are kind to her and you are kind and generous in caring to your parents and your children, and you are considerate to your neighbors, and when you are considerate and helpful to other Muslims who are in need, it is not for your own sake. You know, many people profit from it. So, I mean, if we are going to use these months where Allah Ta'ala's Rahmah, we are told, has flooded the surface of the world, I think if we are doing those extra prayers and extra fasting, that we should also do the social sunnah which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to practice every day and every minute of the day. And on Friday when I was talking about the same subject, I myself am worried when one makes these extra efforts, especially